Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to Inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com and now on KNBR.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. We're also brought to you by Rita's of Hayward, serving Italian ice and frozen custard. Today we have two guests from AT&T Park in San Francisco. We venture into the Giants clubhouse and talk to Giants relief pitcher George Contos and backup catcher Trevor Brown. We'll start with George Contos. George, as you guys wind down to the end of the season, what do you look at as being the positives in the bullpen and what you guys have to do here the rest of the way, these last six games?
You know, I think one of the positives is, when the phone rings, it could be any of us. And I think anybody who's down in that bullpen right now has a chance to contribute in a big spot. I think we all have confidence in each other. And anybody who gets the ball at any given time is going to be called on to get some big outs. So, the fact that we all have trust in each other and we all go out there and do the best we can, I think we're, going to be required to get some big outs. And I think we're going to just do that in these last six games.
Bruce Bochy was going with more of a matchup style at the end of the season. How did that affect everybody? You know, and you have more members of the bullpen when you have the 40-man roster and everything like that.
Yeah, I just think when you're going up from matchups a little bit earlier, I think you just have to be prepared and ready to go a little bit earlier. You know, when a guy like Cueto or Bum isn't starting, who go a little bit deeper into games lately, you're got to be ready from the fourth or fifth inning to be called into the game and get some big outs, because as we've seen, we've played some close games and some one-run games, and every run down the stretch here matters.
As an overall team, when you've had a rough second half like you guys have had, how does everybody keep its confidence going? I mean, you've been in this wild card race now. You were in the division race up until just recently. But how does everybody keep their head up and think about the team that really was playing so well in the first half?
I don't think you can dwell on what happened in the first half. Everyone knows that we haven't had quite the second half that we would have liked. But, this is the same group of guys that faced elimination six times in 2012. So I would never count any of us out. And until it's guaranteed that we are going to the club, going to the postseason, it's definitely going to be a fight, and we're going to have to scratch and claw like we always do and that we're accustomed to doing. But I don't think anybody in this clubhouse has any doubts that we're going to get the job done.
You know, a lot of people look at the schedule. You're always looking at, okay, who are the Giants playing? Does it really matter? I mean, some teams, it doesn't matter if they're in it. They're still going to play really good baseball if they happen to be playing well at that moment. How do you look at it?
I don't think it matters who we're playing. I think we have to go out there and we have to take every game just as important as the next one. It doesn't matter if we're playing the Padres, who were however many games under 500. They had some young guys who had just come up for September, and they're trying to impress for next year, trying to make the team. So, they played us tough, and, no one's just going to roll over whether or not they're going to be in the playoffs or not in the playoffs. So we have to just come in and take each game, as it's kind of like a diehard game and a must-win game. And, these last six games are going to be very important for us. We'd obviously like to host that wild card game as opposed to going to New York or St. Louis. So these last six games are definitely going to be important.
We'll have more with Giants relief pitcher George Contos in just a moment. But first, let's hear what George has to say about our favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco.
It's a great golf course. It's very convenient for us to get there. And it's a very challenging course. If you're not in your game, you get in the rough. Rough's long there. It's a very beautiful course. They're very gracious and get us out there anytime we're able to get out there for an off day and play some golf. So, just with how beautiful the course is and how challenging it can be, it's always a lot of fun getting out there and playing around.
Now back to the conversation with George Contos of the San Francisco Giants.
You mentioned earlier supporting each other in the bullpen, and you have talked about that a lot. What do you say to a teammate? There have been some games where the game, it's a blown save, and Bruce Bochy's looking for answers there. How do you guys support each other? What do you say to each other?
Everyone here has each other's backs. We've all been there. We've all given up a run that has either tied the game or been a run that's put us behind a run or two. So, I mean, it's going to happen. Playing as many one-run games, as many close games as we do play, giving up runs is part of the game. Obviously, you'd like a little bit of a cushion, and you'd like to have a two or a three or a four-run lead going into those later innings. But, you know, with our propensity to play those tight games, those close games, you know, mistakes happen. You're going to give up runs, and all you can say is you got to go out there and focus on executing your pitches one at a time. And usually when that happens, good things happen.
How much satisfaction do you get, even though maybe you don't get the credit for a save, but if you're the one who holds it, if you have a good outing, it's not really going down, you know, as it does for the closer, getting all the credit or all the blame, so to speak. Do you enjoy the role of, you know, being more of the setup guy and still, you know, getting your confidence going, even though you're not getting, you know, a save next to your name?
You know, I think that's been one of our greatest strengths as a bullpen, is we've been a very unselfish bunch of guys over the years. You know, the bottom line is we're trying to win ball games. Whoever's throwing those last three outs, yeah, they're important, but everyone acknowledges that there are outs earlier in the game that allowed us to get to that point for a save. So everyone supports one another, and everyone has each other's backs. And, you know, one day you could be pitching in the seventh, the next day you could be pitching in the ninth here. So everyone knows that the responsibility is going to be spread around. So, you know, showing up to the ballpark and being ready to pitch mentally and ready to go every day is a very important part and a key part of our bullpen.
Before I let you go, a few other things outside of the Giants. First of all, Jose Fernandez, just a tragedy to hear that he passed away at the age of 24. What was your reaction to it? Did you ever get to know him at all?
No, I didn't. I unfortunately did not get to know him. You know, I was definitely a fan of the way he competed. He was a young pitching star in this league, and he had a very, very bright future ahead of him. And you know, my first reaction was just shock and disbelief. You know, how something so terrible could happen to, you know, such a bright star in this game. And I didn't know him personally, but I heard he was nothing but a great guy with a lot of enthusiasm for the game, and he really loved to compete, and nothing but great things from his friends and teammates. So it's a very, very sad thing that's happened, and, you know, condolences go out to the, you know, his family, his friends, and the Marlins organization.
Yeah, really sad. And also, you guys are going to be involved in the last game that Vin Scully calls. I don't know how much, you know, you've heard him over the years, but what did you think about his career? For somebody to stay as a play-by-play announcer for 67 years with the same team, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I don't think you can really even – there aren't enough accolades to give to Vin for the job that he's done over the 67, I believe, years that he's done this. And every time we go into LA, or they come here and we play, and sometimes you go back and you rewatch the games and you listen to the outings, and I think he knows more about me than I do sometimes. He said some things about me that I don't even know how they even got out. But he's definitely very thorough. He knows his stuff, and with the amount of games he's covered, it's definitely going to be different listening to Dodger games without him calling them.
That's pretty cool that he knew that. And also, wasn't it something to just hear his voice call your name, just because of that voice being so iconic?
Yeah, you know, he's just got one of those easy to listen to voices. You know, doing what he does by himself for that many years is not easy to do. So, you know, the kind of talent that is going to be lost in the Dodger booth, you know, in the years to come is definitely going to be missed.
George, thanks a lot. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's Giants reliever George Contos. Coming up, we're going to hear from Giants catcher Trevor Brown right after this. If the hot summer has you thinking of ways to cool down, we have the best way to do it. How about a cool, refreshing dessert from Rita's Italian Ice of Hayward? Over 70 flavors of Italian ice to choose from, and 8 flavors of their award-winning frozen custard. The combinations are endless. Made fresh daily on site, many of Rita's Italian ices include fresh fruit. Plus, they have frozen custard, custard cookie sandwiches, and custom frozen custard cakes. And Rita's of Hayward offers catering for all types of events. Mention the sports virus, and you will receive 1 free regular size Italian ice with a purchase. Rita's Italian Ice of Hayward, celebrating their first year at 26775 Hayward Boulevard. Cool off today. Trevor, tell us about the whole experience this year for you, making the team out of spring training and sort of the ups and downs of this season.
It's been fun. You know, I came into spring training not really knowing what to expect. I knew there was some guys up in front of me that had a lot of, you know, big league time, and Susak being one of them, spent the whole year in the big leagues. And so I kind of didn't really know what to expect, but I just kind of came in and just tried to show him, you know, that I thought that I could play there, and ended up having a good spring. And he got hurt as well too, so that, you know, that kind of helped my cause a little bit. And then being here is a new role for me, being a backup, where I've never been necessarily an everyday catcher, but definitely not playing once every, you know, 5-6 days. So that was a new role for me. But You know, obviously I'm super happy I'm here and I enjoyed it all year and we're in a great spot and we got a chance to make the playoffs, so I'm excited.
I remember when I talked to you earlier this year, you were talking about being in the dugout and kind of calling pitches even as you sit in the dugout. What would you say are the most important things that you learned about calling those pitches for these guys that you now really know so well because you've been around them all year?
I'm just watching the hitters and just watching what Buster does. You know, he's a great example for me in front of me, and so if I can feel like I'm, you know, mostly on the same page as him, I feel like I'm doing pretty good.
Do you feel like, you know, you've come a long way as far as the relationships with the pitchers as well and kind of knowing when, you know, they need to talk or they need to, you know something from you?
Yeah, definitely. I think, the more you work with guys, the more comfortable they get with you and you with them. And your kind of minds start to link up and try to, you know, think the same. And obviously you're not going to be the same every single time. But, you know, the more and more you work with them, the better that gets.
It's been really interesting, too, because Jeff Samardzija, he's been working in the curveball, you know, where he didn't have that before. Even Matt Moore, he's come up with the cutter and, you know, he's using that. How important is that for pitchers to, you know, kind of come up with different ways to fool the hitters later in the season?
I don't know if they're necessarily trying to, you know, fool the guys. I think those have both been big pitches for them. Jeff was kind of struggling with his slider for a little bit there, so he said, you know what, let's try to bring back the curveball that he used to have. And, you know, that's been really effective for him. It's been really big for him. And then Matt, too, he's one of those left-handed pitchers that likes to go inside with the fastball. And so kind of having something that he can work off his fastball as well as his breaking ball to give him that, you know, just one more pitch to work with.
How about the overall confidence of the team? How have you guys been able to handle it? Because, you know, the second half of the year after the All-Star break, it's been tough to try to hang in there through these times, but you guys are still right here in this race for the wild card.
Yeah, it has been, you know, it's been difficult. We haven't, had the second half, you know, that we did in the first half. And so we're still battling. We all know that we're in a good spot and we have a chance to make the playoffs. So we're just trying to focus on that and come out and just take it a day at a time. We know each day we have to win that day, and so we're trying not to look, you know, too far ahead. We have to get into playoffs first before we can look, you know, at the bigger picture of winning a World Series. So I think everyone's kind of in the same mindset and just kind of working towards, you know, each day individually.
We'll have more with Giants catcher Trevor Brown right after this.
Hey, how'd you get those cool new shirts for the trade show so fast?
Access!
Who makes all that great clothing for high schools and colleges?
Access!
How do I get my company logo embroidered on some nice polo shirts?
Access Uniforms is your go-to resource for customized clothing. Just call us to find the right product, email your artwork, and your order will be on its way directly from our factory right here in Burlingame. Call Access Uniforms at 877-755-LOGO. That's 877-755-L-O-G-O.
You mentioned not playing every day. So what are the challenges as far as being a hitter? You know you're going to get your start a certain day and being ready for those moments.
Yeah, it's tough. For me, the big thing is just, you know, that first at bat after not playing in a week or so is like you almost have to try to get comfortable again. And when you play every day, you kind of start to get that comfortable. You know, you can walk into the box and, you know, your heart's not racing because, you know, you've done it for the past 5 or 6 days in a row. And so for me, it's I kind of have to calm myself down that first at bat. And, you know, those second two or three after that are a little bit better. But for me, the challenge is really just kind of calming myself down and getting comfortable back in the box after not being in it for a while.
You know, you could take a lot of batting practice, but how about the speed of the game? Just, you know, going up against a pitcher. You may have watched a lot of video on him too, but when you actually see him live, you know, how much different is that and more challenging?
Right, absolutely. That's, you know, that's one of those things where I'm trying to get comfortable just to game speed again, really, is what it is. And seeing the velocity and, you know, BP, you know, they're throwing 50 miles an hour, only fastballs for the most part over the plate. And so you're getting in there, you're having to, you know, pick a pitch, have a plan, that stuff that you don't really have to have in BP. So it kind of all goes along with it.
You know, one of the things that we've noticed about you is that you definitely have developed your power since you were in the minor leagues. What do you look for as far as, you know, trying to drive the ball? Does it have a lot to do with what the count is?
Definitely. For me, you know, I'm not one of those guys that's going to hit that, you know, that down and away one. You see some guys, you know, reach out and get that pitch and pull it for home run. You know, for me, I got to have that one pitch, middle in, little elevated. So those ones, all the ones that I've hit have kind of been in that same little spot. And you don't get those too often, at least at this level. And so I've just been trying to go up there and be aggressive. Just, you know, something that I feel like I can hit. And that's one of those things that I've been struggling with as of lately is swinging a pitch that I want to swing at. I haven't been playing as often as I was in the beginning. So it's taking me a little bit more to get comfortable, you know, bat to a bat.
I remember you hit that home run at Fenway Park. I mean, that was one of the more memorable ones. Does that kind of stick with you? You know, just to hit one over the Green Monster like that, it had to be quite a thrill.
Absolutely. I think it was day 17 I hadn't played. too. It was one of those things where we had a lot of off days in that first stretch after the All-Star break, and I hadn't played a whole lot. And so for me, you know, my mindset was, you know, I got to go up there and just be aggressive. And ended up actually having one of my better games this year, probably my best game this year. And so that was definitely my most, you know, memorable home run, I think.
If I remember, I think you guys lost that game, but you came back from a big deficit. It kind of shows that it doesn't matter what the deficit is, you can come back.
Right, absolutely, absolutely.
Before we finish, you know, Vin Scully's retiring. He's going to call the last game here at AT&T Park. And, you know, you went to UCLA. And, you know, it's got to be quite a thrill to have him just call your name, period. And to think about the career that he had, what do you think about, you know, what he's done for baseball?
It's going to be really special. I think it's one of those things where you're just happy to be a part of. You know, if I get in, if I don't get in, just to say, you know, I played that last game that, you know, Vin Scully called AT&T Park, or I was a part of it. It's just kind of a really cool thing that you can just – and, you know, remember, it's, you know, tell your kids about one of those kind of things.
Hey, Trevor, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. And good luck the rest of the season there.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Giants catcher Trevor Brown. Coming up on Wednesday, we'll hear from Giants outfielder Angel Pagan. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on the sportsvirus.com and now on canbr.com.